With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone, from all of us here at the Hallmark Channel.
From us here at Sexy Unique Podcast to you out there listening.
To all those lovers and non-lovers and...
Singles.
We love you all.
And Delilah. This is Delilah vibes.
This is cereal. This is Delilah.
This is Delilah. I feel like...
Is Delilah still going?
I'm sure.
How old is she?
Ageless.
So rich. She has to be.
You think?
Yeah.
She's a radio person.
Yeah, but she probably has like... I mean, how many... She's nationwide, I think.
Yeah.
I bet she makes a good living.
Let's Google her net worth.
Okay. I mean, she's on Howard Stern.
Delilah Hamlin net worth. That's something I don't want to know.
Oh, so I guess Kathy Hilton had like a full meltdown in Aspen.
Kathy did?
And she has apparently sent like a cease and desist to Lisa Rinna. This is just what I'm seeing on... Twitter.
Delilah's 62, from North Bend, Oregon. She makes $1 million a year. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Congrats to Delilah.
Congrats to Delilah.
You're killing it. May you live.
She's slaying the radio game.
Forever and continue to bring your beautiful voice to the dying art of radio.
Your bronze vocals.
Okay, so Kathy Hilton had a meltdown.
I don't know if this is true. Did you see that she had commented on Rick Hilton's Instagram?
No.
Like during the Aspen trip when they were all there like posting all those videos and stuff, Kathy commented on Rick Hilton's Instagram, "Help me, get me out of here. Things are going bad."
No.
Like should have been a text.
Yeah.
And then he deleted the whole post. So it like went away. Mm-hmm. But I saw that and I was like, "Wait. What? What's going on?" And apparently Kathy Hilton, the rumor was that they were staying at some hotel and she wanted the DJ to play Michael Jackson, her like BFF.
Her longtime childhood best friend.
Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't. And so she like kind of pressed him again and was like, "I come here all the time. Like I've been coming to Aspen. Like please do this for me." And he said like, "Go back to LA." Like probably
the disrespect, honestly.
Yeah, so Kathy started screaming and throwing plates, apparently, screaming about white privilege.
Okay.
So I don't know. This is just what I watched some like weird Russian guy who's like who loves housewives, who's like some gay Russian.
Is this like a YouTuber?
Yeah, but then I started seeing other people, like, there's like unhinged Bravo accounts that like always have the tea they somehow. Know. They know everything.
They're on the inside track.
No, but they truly are, but they were all talking about it, and I guess she was throwing plates and had
Mazel
a
tov.
Full breakdown.
I mean,
and is refusing to film. But then her rep said that's not true. She's been filming. I don't know what's going on. But I think something bad happened, because then something happened too with Erica and Garcelle, because Garcelle unfollowed.
They unfollowed each. I saw that.
And I saw on her, on the reel, the talk show that she's on, she said that Erica set called her a name that she that disrespected her, or said some called her something that she did not like.
Whoa.
And so Sutton unfollowed Erica in solidarity.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be a great season.
I'm ready for this season. I honestly don't appreciate like the like reported drama that happens in between the seasons.
I don't like that.
Just fucking fuck off and
stop.
Do whatever. And then loop me the fuck in when the trailer's here and the season's
I want to be so surprised and just, I want it to be so crisp and fresh that I'm gasping for air.
I enjoy a period of disconnection after staying with these people for so long. Like, that's like why I don't really follow any of the Vanderpump Rules people on socials or check in with them often, because I don't give a shit. Like, I just want to watch what happens on TV.
Totally.
And like, I don't, and that's chaotic enough that I don't need social media chaos on top of that, unless it's like really, really good. Unless it's my queen Danielle dancing in a filter with her astral twin.
With her ghost twin.
She's fully Annihilation vibes.
She is fully Natalie in the Lighthouse. I mean, I do like hearing hints of like, seeing hints of something, like the comment Kathy left on Rick. I wish I had the screenshot.
Yeah, that's really good. Or like when people posted a video of Jen Shah screaming at an assistant
and
beating the shit out of someone, I was like, yes, I'm into that.
Throwing a phone, I think, at someone's back.
But I don't want to hear rumor, like repeated rumors or whatever. Or like the tea, if there's no video.
The scalding chamomile tea.
Scalding hot raspberry leaf tea.
Yeah, I also cannot stand those like crazy Bravo accounts that are like the inside scoop. It's like, it's guys, it's not that deep.
It is that deep for them though.
Yes,
it's their whole life. But it's great.
It's good for them.
It's good for them, and I hope they're making fucking bank from.
Yeah, I hope that Eastern European man who was like,
I love like a Russian getting in the mix. I'm here for like that news being relayed to me internationally. Like, I don't want any Americans anymore to tell me that news. I specifically want
like Joe
Eastern
Gunn
European
and like
and
British,
Joe Gunn.
Gay British, gay UK people telling me about.
Yeah.
He's like Connor Behan from Ireland and Joe Gunn from the UK.
Yeah.
Truly one of the funniest
only
people.
Only accept my news and Bravo commentary from across the pond.
Across the pond. Yeah, I agree. But anyway, I'm excited to see. I hope she doesn't now leave the show.
TBD. I think she likes attention, which is why she's on the show in the first place. So I don't think that she'll leave something that's really filling the attention void.
Well, Rinna had posted a story being like, I think she might have deleted it, but it was like, another cease and desist? Gah!
Ah! Okay, I love Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly crave her messy energy. And she truly doth not give a single fuck.
She brings it.
She brings it.
Each time.
She has no alliances. Rinna will do whatever is best in that moment for one person only, and that's Rinna.
Her alliance is with the applause.
Mm-hmm.
She lives for the applause, and that is where she aligns herself.
She's in a full lifelong partnership with applause.
For the applause, applause, applause. That's Rinna every day.
Yeah.
She will go
wherever the applause goes, Rinna is following.
But I love another cease and desist. Gah. I also love Garcelle unfollowing.
Love the power of an unfollow. Also, you guys are in your 40s. Like, get it together.
But when she and Sutton do it, it makes me happy.
I love Sutton.
They're
in
united
solidarity.
Front. Yeah.
Was Sutton at the Super Bowl? Someone,
I don't know,
was like, is that Sutton? And then I looked too late.
Every single celebrity was at the Super Bowl.
Were they?
Rebel Wilson.
I saw a haunting photo of Rebel at last week's Rams game.
She's apparently
it was like a just an unflattering angle mm-hmm. and like lens and lighting all work.
She was like
all worked together where she was like
doing the the model thing. Yeah.
It truly looked like if your soul was taken down to Hades, that spirit that she was channeling would greet you at the River Styx.
We all know how triggered you are by Rebel.
I'm never not triggered by a Rebel, but this, I truly...
I saw the photo and I was... I was shooketh.
It was the Babadook. Sans hat. The Babadook said, I need some platinum blonde hair.
I'm going
blonde for summer and going to a Rams game. And then tried to like pose and...
It was strange.
Assume the form of Rebel Wilson, but it was strange.
There was like shadow on her face. It just was a weird...
Her mouth looked like a gaping hole with like 1,000 teeth in it.
Well, I kept seeing all these reports. The Rams' number one fan, Rebel. I'm like, oh.
You're not even American.
First of all, I didn't even know the Rams were LA's team. Second of all, LA, like, I mean, yeah, it was fun.
You're not the number one fan. You're literally not American.
But like...
You don't get
to
be the number one fan. Sorry to this woman, but you don't get to be the number one fan of a U.S.
The Tasmanian
sports devil team.
Devil
if you're
herself.
Not from the U.S., those are the rules. I don't make them. That's just sports. I think every sports head would agree with me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
The American football
fans,
heads, they will agree with me. You have to be from the
you
fi-
do
all
to be the
states.
Number one fan.
I don't agree with that, but I think I don't agree that she's the number one fan. I had this weird feeling yesterday. Like, I went for a walk. I got myself pizza from Whole Foods that I heated up.
Mm-hmm.
Some crudité for myself. And I had a little bit of a Super Bowl party for myself.
I love that.
Simon's away, so I was alone. And I just kind of was watching that movie, Kimmy. The Soderbergh movie.
Oh, how was it?
Great.
Okay.
I'll talk about that on the bonus episode. But I had a good little time. But I had this feeling of like, I had some SantaCon energy yesterday.
Out in the wild.
In LA. Just people, like bros. One
happening.
Skateboarded by me and said, go Rams!
He thought you were...
He was saying it
an
to
an ally.
Well, he's saying it, and then I realized his friends were behind me.
Oh.
But they were just like, go Rams! And I was like, are we a football city?
I guess so now.
But it's kind of weird. Like, it's random, right? Like, that LA was in the Super... Like, I think it's a little random.
It's random that they were in it, and then random that they won.
And, Dodgers, I know the baseball... It's like a baseball city, maybe. But, like, it's just...
I thought it was a basketball city.
Or I guess it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it was a little like, oh, yeah, okay. Go off, LA. We needed this.
We did. I mean, the vibes have been terrible. COVID ruined the vibes of Los Angeles. So I guess now...
Maybe forever?
Potentially.
But this is like a
and
good...
And now this is like all we have going is like the sports teams win sometimes.
The Lakers won, right?
Yeah, and didn't the Dodgers as well?
Yeah, it's a good year.
I guess LA is like... dominating the sports
yeah.
game, but I don't give a shit.
But like it's just weird that like I feel like in and maybe it's just because of the size of the city or how spread out it is, like a city like LA or like Chicago or should a city like Philadelphia, if they when they won the Super Bowl a few years ago, the Eagles won, it mm-hmm. was like they were putting butter, they put butter on the street poles so people wouldn't climb it. Like, it was like that kind of shit where it's like the city
goes
unites.
Crazy.
Here, it's like people are eating at like Gracias Madre and being like, oh yeah, that's happening all the way over there. And then they were like, people were tweeting, the fireworks are, and I went out my balcony and was, yoo-hoo, you know, and mm-hmm. I heard nothing. I heard like one crackle.
Yeah, I was not. I felt maybe like I left during the third quarter to come home because I was like, I have work to do and things to watch that I care more about. Like, I don't care
yeah,
about.
I didn't even watch the game.
I sat and like, I went to a Super Bowl party. I was in it for the food. I ate like probably 7 delicious katsu chicken fingers with honey mustard and some 7-layer dip.
Yeah.
Then continued the binge when I got home and got just ordered like a double cheeseburger and french fries on Postmates.
From where?
From Hi-Ho Cheeseburger. I would recommend.
This was a weekend of burgers for you.
It was a true burger down.
Laura and I and two...
Tell you my burger secrets.
Two gal friends had some... No, I had a burger too.
I had a burger on Friday night, yeah.
A juicy burger on Friday night. That sounds great though. But do you know what I'm trying... I guess I'm not articulating it well, but I just feel like the city isn't...
Well, it's so spread out. It was funny in the... Even watching the game, they would show aerial shots of like the Hollywood sign or the Santa Monica Pier. And I'm like, these are an hour to like 30 minutes away from wherever this game, like this is not like the local flair of that area.
No, and that's also like the myth of LA. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up thinking Venice was LA.
Yeah.
You know, or like I grew up thinking...
The cruel reality is LA is like a really ugly and disgusting city that has very cute little like nooks and neighborhood areas, but on the whole it's fucking gross,
except at night.
And then at night when you're up depending on your view,
when you see the view, it's
but it's a lot of just like
awestruck
strip malls and
yeah
litter, and then there are bougainvillea sometimes.
Well, they also like, it was very, I mean, not to get too like serious, but like there were all these aerial shots of like Echo Park Lake and all this, and
I saw that too. I was like, this is, if you tried to drive there from the stadium right now, it would take you like an hour and a half.
Right, but I think the city just like cleared out like all the unhoused people and like just for these shots. Do you know what I mean? Like they just tried to make LA look like
I think they've cleared them out of that area for a long time.
Anyway, just to say it's like,
believe everything you see on TV.
Don't believe the lies.
Hot take.
No, I mean, I love my city. I do. I feel I've become an Angeleno. I think living through COVID here, you've definitely become an Angeleno. But it just felt weird last night. Like I was like actually expecting to hear the hooting and hollering from, you know, the SoFi Stadium. Because it's not that far away from us. It's like 6 miles, I think.
It's like down by LAX.
Well, it's in Inglewood.
Yeah, that's pretty far. Huh. I don't think you're going to hear a hoot and a holler from Inglewood.
I wanted to hear Ellen DeGeneres and Portia going, woo!
Yeah, I think you have to like be in that area on the west side.
I went out for a cig after they won and I went, proud of us.
I felt a momentary sense of pride. And then I was like, why do I care? Like, I don't care about this.
I was excited when the Eagles won, but I was here. No one, I told people.
Yeah.
I'm from Philly. And they were all like, okay.
I don't give a shit.
About
any of it.
I liked Mary J. Blige performing.
I like her.
Love Snoop. Love Kendrick.
Yeah, the halftime show is cool. I wish that the stage had been bigger. The set design, I appreciated the set design. Like, it was cool that they were each in little rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt very small scale compared to things we've seen when, like, Katy Perry or, like, Gaga have done it.
Maybe because of COVID?
I don't know. Let's it was better it than the Weeknd's performance.
Really quick before we get into the real performance of my true Super Bowl. When Laura and I were at a burger place on Friday and the four of us sat down and I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom and this is like, it's a chill burger zone. It's not like a club.
Mm-hmm.
I was peeing and they were playing The Weeknd at 500% volume. Like to the point where I was peeing and I felt like, you know, when you're on like the Amtrak and you're peeing and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was almost knocked over on the floor.
You're
from
getting
how
jostled
loud
by the sheer decibel level.
Yeah, just the weak, you know, and I just, it solidified that I loot myself out when it comes to The Weeknd.
See, I love The Weeknd, but I love him enough to say that his Super Bowl performance was incredibly underwhelming.
When did he perform?
Last year.
Oh, I don't even watch it.
No, it was like really bad.
I feel like he's not really like... Like Mary J. Blige should have performed years ago. You know what I mean? Like it's... I don't think he's been at it long enough, right?
He's been at it for a long time.
Yeah, I guess he has.
I mean, he's been at it for about the same amount of time as like Gaga, essentially.
See yourself out.
Yeah, I knew that would get light you up. Did you watch the Tinder Swindler?
I did.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about that?
Sure. I was completely shocked by that movie. It was absolutely insane.
Can you believe?
Shimon. When he said his name is Simon, I went,
you text Simon?
I did. And he goes, oh my God, it's me. Because he was watching it too from Vegas.
Euro.
It was terrifying.
Well, okay. I have a lot of questions. Number one, Cecile needs to get a grip.
Which one was Cecile?
Cecile is like the first person that you check in with who like opened, who racked up $250,000 of debt.
And has like 1,000 Tinder matches.
On behalf of this guy.
Honey.
Like, I understand maybe like you try and help him out in...
No, she kind of admitted that she was sort of demented with her quest for Disney love.
Yeah.
And I think it just like completely...
It took over.
I mean, I almost like respected the woman who like didn't date him, but was just his friend.
Well, yeah, she was just like, I believe...
Aileen and her. I loved Aileen.
Aileen was the girlfriend that just took all his clothes and started selling them on eBay.
I like when she, at the end, when she looked at the camera and went, hi, Simon.
Yeah, she was a queen.
But yeah, Cecile was dark.
Cecile was demented. Like,
she was fragile. I think the other two sort of took action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other one from... the other blonde woman was... spying on him, basically.
Yeah.
And then the other one got revenge. Cecile went to the psych ward. She went to hospital.
Cecile realized, like, I'm just messed. That's like what I would need to do if I found myself in that much debt.
100%.
Because I understand going completely, having like a psychotic break. Because no, I get it. But like, also, never.
She put herself in that position.
Yeah, I would never be in a situation where I'd be like, sure, I'll
open
start covering all your bills and like open credit cards in your name.
She opened like 9 credit cards?
Yeah, just kept opening them. Then, I mean, he forged documents saying that she like worked for his company and like she submitted those. So I'm like, you're not totally innocent in all of this.
No,
like,
she was sort of scamming the government.
Yeah.
Like she was...
Or scamming credit companies
I should say.
Like a higher limit. So like if you also helped fraudulently like obtain those like high credit limits...
You're kind
should
of...
Should be on the hook for at least some of it. Like figuring out some of that on your own.
I mean, they all kind of... They all like... They all, I mean, to be very honest, I think all the women gave me a little bit grifter vibes, but do you know what I mean?
I think just like wanting to look the other way vibes.
Or wanting to play the part.
Or just wanting a lifestyle. Like that's I what think I mean. That's a big part of the Cecile thing was like,
Instagram.
You only see the good, like, parts of what's going on where you're like, oh my God, like I'm whisked away on a private jet and we're eating and he's staying at the Four Seasons and like,
yeah,
this is like my prince. And it's also, I think, comes from the type of woman who doesn't do that for herself or feels right. Like they need someone to provide that kind of lifestyle for them or that becomes the most important thing.
Totally.
And that's a really dangerous position to be in. Because also when you look at someone like him, a guy that dresses like that, you know that A, they're probably European or something.
I know.
Also B.
Truly only sorry, just have to interject. He is truly only can only be attractive to corny European women.
Yeah.
Like, he's so he is so unattractive to me.
He's there. I think, like, from the neck up, I get it. But those clothes would be an immediate left swipe. And they say, like, anyone that's dressing in that much
designer
is like, you're not rich. You're fake rich.
No. It's like, it's gauche.
Yeah. Who?
Gauche. Gauche. Sorry.
It's gauche.
Gauche. It's gauche.
It's incredibly gauche.
It's gauche as fuck. And he's wearing like Dior. Just to like.
You're just wearing monogram everything. Oh,
it's so gross.
You can't do that. You gotta dress like Kendall Roy.
Yeah, Wealth Whispers, honey.
Mm-hmm. That was like the big takeaway.
Shimon. And I was like laughing out loud at the end when Aileen was just kind of letting him suffer and he was just texting her constantly being like, look where I am. And she was like, oh,
in a hostel.
And he said, now
I'm homeless.
He said, I'm the king of homeless. And she said he was a baby.
It was incredible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market, go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
The threats also, I'm like, also, who is this bodyguard guy? Who's the bodyguard and your business partner?
I mean, I think they all went in on this. I think they were like just a bunch of scammers that found each other.
And it's only about getting enough money to cover whatever bills you're racking up at that given moment.
Yeah. It's and a Ponzi scheme.
They're not squirreling. They don't actually deal with real cash.
No. It's all for the lifestyle.
It's all just credit card.
It's all for vacations. Like that's all they do. I don't think they have like, it's not to like put down.
It's not like, oh, I'm stealing this money, laundering it and putting it in an account in the Cayman Islands.
No, they literally are just taking, it's the immediate fix. Like the money immediately goes into like a 3-month trip to Mykonos.
That's a really sad existence, like an empty existence, but also seems incredibly stressful to have to be like,
well, but when you're a psychopath,
you're not stressed. You're literally not stressed about having like a $25,000 bill.
No. I think he was only stressed when it was taken away from him.
Yeah.
Someone like that is...
But these... aren't you in constant...
No, Laura, I think if you and I would be... I'm always like worried I'm somehow like going to get in trouble with the IRS. You know what I mean? Like,
or like about to go broke at any given moment.
Like I pay my taxes every year and I'm still like, they're going to get me.
Yeah.
But like someone like him, I really believe people, scammers like of this level are on the same equivalent as a serial killer. Like it's like serial killers found their niche with murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
These people.
They're calling.
Found their calling with scamming people. It's the same, but I think that like it could be, it's interchangeable. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Shimon would kill people too, if he wanted to. It's like that level of psychopathy. I think. And he doesn't feel any shame, any remorse.
No, I mean, he's back like on Instagram. No.
He said he was a doctor to get a COVID vaccine early. I saw on his Wikipedia. But someone like that, they don't feel, the only time they feel stress is when it's taken from them.
Yeah.
And he was addicted to it. So like, it was like taking drugs away from an addict and they're like in withdrawal and they're screaming. And that's why he was like, Aileen, I'm going to fucking kill you. You want the war? I'll give you the fucking war.
But it's amazing, like, all the different approaches that someone does to get what they want. That's how you also know that someone's just full of shit,
mm-hmm.
is if it starts out one way, then totally. It, like, morphs into many different approaches to try and, like, get you to do what they want you to do.
He was like, baby, I'm like, so sorry.
I love you. I'm so sorry. Like,
so sorry you're I said that thing.
You're a princess. You're so sorry. And then being like, I'm fucking end you. Do you want the war? I'll give you the war. And then being like, I'm just so sad. Like, that is a true, that's scarier to me than like you just trying to get me to open a credit card for you.
Well, she said, she was like, I was witnessing firsthand like all his personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably has like multiple personalities. Like, he's like Andrew Cannon level, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm just like,
I will fuck. You want to start a war? I will start a fucking war. Like, it also made me laugh just hearing his threats, because they were like, it was like camp.
You can't do anything.
You're literally
the
in
most
a hostel.
Disempowered person.
You're in Prague in a hostel with you can't afford a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Like, you have actually nothing. Like, you have less than nothing. You have no money. You have no power. You have like, not even your name is real. You don't even have like a legacy. It's not like Anna Delvey, which also I'm watching Inventing Anna Delvey or whatever. It is so fucking good.
I love Anna Chlumsky.
I know.
My queen.
I'm obsessed with this show in a way that I have like not been obsessed with the show in a long time. And I'm like, that Shonda Rhimes knows what she's doing. Because I don't think I've ever really fucked with a Shondaland show before. Because it's always been like
soaps,
Grays, or like network stuff. Scandal. And I didn't watch Bridgerton because I just am like, I'm not in the mood for a period piece.
Shonda knows.
But Shonda.
She wrote Crossroads.
Shonda has everyone's number.
Shonda is snatching wigs left and right.
Shonda said, I'm going to boots TV.
She's bootsing.
She's been bootsing for years.
I love Julia Gardner so much.
Me too.
When she says, you're fat.
Is that why you're so huge and fat? She goes on another like you're fat rampage against her on like episode 3 or 4 that I was crying.
I'm only in episode 1.
It's one of the best shows on TV. Some incredible acting and storytelling. But like, I'm also team Anna Delvey for life. For life.
Do you follow her?
Yeah. I think also
she's chic.
I think she's read White Girl Problems, and if not, if she wants a copy, I'll send her copies of the original and Psychos, but not the third. Sorry, we don't honor that one in this house. But because some of her blogging like was very reminiscent of like a Babe Walker style writing and like illustrations.
I like her. I'm afraid of her. I think she would. I think she's a psychopath.
But it's interesting because
I do.
She. was trying to make her like foundation or build legacy or had like a passion for something that was like larger. That was very like, it was narcissistic, but it was also larger than herself.
Yeah.
She had purpose in this world. Like, it was scamming to get what you want, but at least to get to a certain level.
She was also scamming
banks. Like, who cares?
She's like Robin Hood vibes.
But not really Robin Hood. Not Robin Hood vibes, but like, if you're scamming large financial institutions, like, I tip my hat to you.
But someone like Shimon is
who's just scamming vulnerable people.
Yeah, he's not trying to build a legacy. He's trying to just get...
He's just trying to like rent a Ferrari for a day.
And like post it on Instagram.
And like buy fake watches. And like, yeah, post them on Instagram just to...
It's Instagram. Instagram is like a... That Scourge. Is a, another brand. I think that has created another type of psychopath. Or sociopath. Like the... The algorithm has created, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's created like a brand of mental illness that is kind of only in the last 10 years.
Or exacerbated narcissism. Mental illness that's already there, but making it more pronounced. Narcissism, and then also just like an obsession with image and
codependency
things.
I think it's codependent too.
Yeah. Or needing craving validation.
And craving...
Craving, like, dopamine. It's setting the stage for...
He also gave me gay vibes a little.
Yeah.
Maybe him and the guard were lovers.
That's sexy. But I mean, that is, like, he's like a sexy story.
He gave me some gay bitch vibes.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy, get on it.
But
that also is, I think, setting the stage, and Facebook probably knows this, which is why they're doing it in the first place, but, like... Metaverse.
Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want.
Not only that, but like, you're going to put on some sort of VR goggle or helmet and then go live in a world where you experience all of those like dopamine hits as though you're actually living in that world, but you're not. And like,
it's scary.
That is what you do on Instagram if you're like active on the gram or like posting selfies or posting videos. And,
yeah.
But this is like that on crack. And so that I think is just going to like fuck people's brains up even more. Because I don't know if we were really meant to like be living in like virtual reality.
I agree with you.
Or like interacting with it. I don't know if anyone...
Well, I don't think we were meant to have social media.
It's an interesting brain experiment, though, because it's like...
It's done more harm than good, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, social media makes people more accountable who are bad, and like people who are abusing power more accountable in some ways. But I think on a larger scale, it's...
TBD on that.
No, I'm saying in some instances, like videos being shared and like there's more access, like we're able to see more of what's happening. But I think on the flip side, it's too much. We see too much and we know too much. And we also know so little from all the information that we're getting. Like, I'm actually dumber.
Oh, for sure.
My brain is actually... Like, I think a part of my brain is dead.
Scrambled from, for life. Yeah,
like brain worms.
Yeah, I think it's like... If you give every single person in the world a platform, then you have to deal with every single person in the world's thoughts.
And not everyone should have
thoughts. I don't want that. I'm like, I truly am like, I just don't think everyone deserves to be able to share their thoughts online.
And like, I don't want to see myself in that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to see some people's opinion. I'm not. I think I deserve it. But like, I don't even share my thoughts online that much.
Well, yeah, I'm like, you know what?
I guess the podcasting is a form of sharing thoughts online.
It's true.
But I'm sorry, I'm good at it. Same. So we've earned this right.
We have.
We've worked long and hard.
We've worked too but I'm just hard saying, for this moment to be.
Every time you log on, it's like
slot machine noise.
But it's like someone can. It's like everyone is now empowered to weigh in, and I'm like, you should not be allowed. Like, you really shouldn't be allowed to weigh in. to most people.
Say less.
Say a lot less. And do unfortunately, less. It's just going to be more. Everyone's going to say more, more, and more, more, more.
Anyway.
Anyways.
French Montana posted that he saw the Tinder swindler. They like posed in a what photo did he together. Think? He was like, can't believe I met the Tinder swindler.
Oh, he met him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He just posted that he saw the documentary. No,
they were like, they like saw each other at like an airport or something.
And like took a selfie together.
He's like a celebrity now.
Yeah, that's a thing. Is like,
it's only going to make someone like that feel more famous.
Popular. Yeah, that's like what he wants. That's a thing where I think about like online accountability or whatever, and I don't think there's as much accountability. I think it's all a ruse. I think it's done, like calling people out most of the time is just like, it's another way of securing
the bag.
Or it's like another way of distributing attention in the attention economy.
Yeah.
It just keeps the attention economy going. It doesn't actually make any.
I'm just talking about like things that we didn't see 10 years ago, we're now seeing. And I think some of it is good. It's for positive change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like videos being shared and like people disclosing things. Like I think some of it is helpful and positive, but I think most of social media now is just garbage.
Yeah.
I think social media does more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of who's using it.
Yeah.
It's hard out there. But you know who didn't have social media like this in another time?
Truly?
A sweet time of 2010.
A gorgeous year. 2010 to 2012. It is chef's kiss of a time.
It really was.
And what a time it was.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
The Matriarchs of Mosadell. So we come up on this Renee's celebration of life party at Bally's Total Fitness is just going off the rails slowly because Big Ange has beckoned Karen to come out on the balcony and talk to Drita. She goes, come on outside. She goes, it's time.
Just give her a talk. Just, you guys gotta talk. You need to resolve it. It's a lot of bullshit.
Karen, it's time.
She's so calm.
She is, but
she's a beacon of serenity.
That's because she's been through, she's seen
hell.
You know, she's seen people get whacked.
Yeah, she's seen people get shot like point blank. She's been like sprayed in the blood of the whacked.
So she's just like unmoved, I think.
Karen and Drita, as they're talking, I guess their huge beef is that Karen's pissed that Drita's been going around town saying that she put Karen in the hospital.
It's like her pride. It's not like she's not pissed that they assaulted each other on the roof of a terrible bar in Murray Hill. It's that she's told people that she sent her to the hospital.
And Drita, Karen doesn't even have the receipts that Drita ever said this. Like, someone else told Karen that Drita said this. And Drita didn't say this. She just knew that Karen was at the hospital.
Drita goes, Karen, I cannot live like this.
Karen goes, we the friends or we're not friends? And then Ramona Rizzo, who I didn't realize was going to be another mob wife, and I'm anti-Ramona. This is an anti-Ramona podcast.
Well, buckle up, baby, because she's got two seasons.
She's a character, and she's sitting on the side with Big Ange, and Big Ange is like, this is good. They're talking it out.
This is good. They're talking it out. This is really good.
And Ramona goes, nah, you don't do that. It's not the time or the place. It's not the time or the, like, telling Big Ange what's what. I was like, you shut your whore mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth. Also, Renee's watching like a hawk. She's kind of moving her shoulders, and she keeps watching from the center. She looks great.
Renee's looking snatched.
She looks snatched and fab, and she's like ready to just boogie the night away, but no. Ramona Rizzo has to ruin her night.
This is all Ramona's fault,
by the
way.
It kind of is her fault, because Drita and Karen sort of were...
They were things were getting spicy, but no fists were being hurled. And Karen also looks hot. And she looks like she's rolling.
She gave you're that. This is like ecstasy moment.
This is okay.
I think she, Karen, and Rina, she and Ramona popped a Molly.
I think so. Karen has never looked hotter than she looked at this like party that went off the rails.
Or they're on coke.
Yeah.
This
more likely that they're on coke.
Karen goes, the last time I saw you on a rooftop, and I just started, and it flashes to the rooftop of the restaurant. Rare. This is gross. And then Karen says that. She goes, every day I wake up and talk myself out of going over to your house.
Okay, don't fucking say that to Drita.
Drita goes, she goes, now wait a minute. Which I was like, Drita was literally like, wait, what?
Yeah, what the fuck? Drita goes, you come to my house, you get hit in the throat with a wrench. Like, whoa.
Slapjack.
Noted.
But she's...
With a wrench?
She's...
How big of a... Who has a huge wrench laying
Drita.
Around?
I bet she sleeps with it under her
like
pillow.
Like this big.
She's
like construction wrench.
Drita's face, it's like you had to go there, Karen, because now it's going into like you.
You just said a threatening thing.
You've poked the bear and yeah. Now it's coming out. You just
Karen wanted this.
Because Drita's like, Drita, and I would have the same reaction. She went, wait a minute, what?
If you said every day you have to talk yourself out of coming to where I live
with my two children,
ostensibly beat the shit out of me
in front of my children.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah, excuse me.
If you come to my house, you'll get a wrench to your head.
You get hit in the throat with a wrench. This fight is honestly euphoria.
It is. It's Cassie and Maddie.
Ramona started it. She comes in hot just talking shit.
Drita goes, oh, I don't need you to come in. I'm like, Drita fucking hates Ramona.
Yeah, what's to like? Then Ramona just talks and talks. And finally, Drita just takes a full, like, a glass and just punches Ramona in the mouth.
And then they become a human centipede of hell.
Of true hair.
It's like a cartoon with the clouds.
There, someone's holding, like two men are holding Karen back. She screams. Ramona has wrenched her fist so deeply into Drita's hair that there's like no detangling them. She's just pulling
clumps.
Drita's hair out.
And there's, listen, if there's one thing you should not do with these women, it's pull their hair out.
I was shook for Drita's scalp because her hair also went from like sleek to complete Tasmanian devil hair.
Is someone did that to me?
No, you would.
Oh, I would.
You would curb stomp them.
I would wrench them in the throat. Dude, this hair is tenuous as it is.
No, and if someone did that to me, A, that would be so painful, but I'd also, I'd kick them in the vagina.
A man named Derek Tobacco grabs Drita and goes, it's Derek Tobacco, Drita, don't hit me, it's Derek Tobacco.
It's Derek Tobacco, I got you. Who is Derek Tobacco?
I don't know if he's gay or not.
He's definitely gay.
Yeah, because Renee's kind of like, he would never hit a woman or a guy.
Renee said something that led me to absolutely believe she's gay. Later in the episode, she goes, and it was Derek Tobacco who wouldn't even hit a man.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
He's like the nice gay friend that they've all... And
Derek Tobacco is also not a name.
His name is Derek Tobacco.
We never even really see his
face. He has a brother. I looked him up.
My next note was he must be Googled. Derek Tobacco's deal?
I think he's like an anti-vaxxer or like an anti-masker or like Staten
Who
Island.
Isn't at this point? I mean, I'm stand with Derek on that one. What's his deal? Give me a little Derek Tobacco.
I think they
story.
Live in Staten Island and something came up. I think he might have gotten in trouble for frauding or something, but he seems like kind of a sketchy guy, but I think he's like either gay or just like a nice, like one of those guys that hangs out with girls who's straight.
How is this show not immediately just about Derek Tobacco?
It's Derek Tobacco. Don't hit. And then fucking Ramona gets told that Derek hit her, and Ramona got cut over her lip. So she looks like the Joker, and she's going, bring him to me. Bring Derek to me. And I'm like, okay, Derek didn't do shit to you, Ramona.
No, like Drita punched you in the mouth, you dumb bitch.
And then Renee is
in the main area going, ooh. She goes, ooh.
She takes her shoes off.
She starts stomping around. Also, I have to say this. place is called the Loft at Ariana's Grand.
I was kind of correct.
And it has a coffee bean font logo.
Wait, wasn't I kind of correct saying it was like Vincenza's like principessa?
Yeah, it was. It's very like Vincenzo's just a space ball in a strip mall, but same font as coffee bean / Cheesecake Factory vibes.
Renee just keeps going, oh.
She goes, oh. She goes, no, not here.
And she just, but the way she struts outside, she's just, her hips are swaying. She's moving. She has like a bunch of women like kind of running after her. And she's taking, for every 8 steps they take, it's 1 step for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Gregorian chanting going on. Like, oh.
Karen's also always being held back.
Yeah, and she's going, get off of me. Let me fight.
Ramona, with her bloody mouth, she goes, Derek, I'll fucking kill you.
Bring me Derek.
Bring her, Derek.
Like, she's like the evil queen from Snow White. And then
Karen's also just punching bald men in the face who are, she's
there's
being
multiple
held
bald
by
men.
Two huge guys, and she's just wailing on them.
Renee comes outside and she goes, don't you touch her! Don't touch her! And then Drita...
Ramona's tit falls out.
Ramona's just...
Multiple times, one of her boobs is just always out.
Renee ushers Drita away.
No, Derek Tobacco ushers Drita away.
Into like a stairwell. And
he goes, if you want to catch your breath, I'll let you go back and beat the shit out of him. He goes, just catch your breath. Just catch your breath and then I'll let you go fight him again. He's a true ally for that. A girl's gay.
And Renee's like holding Drita, and Drita goes, she goes, you set me up. I smell a setup. And then Renee goes, me? Me? No. No. And Drita keeps going, you set me up. Get off of me. I don't want to look at you, Renee. Get off. Drita's fully paranoid.
Drita has gone crossed over to the other side. Me? Meanwhile, Karen and Ramona have gotten completely misinformed that Derek Tobacco hit Ramona in the face. So Karen finally breaks free of the two men holding her back, and she runs across the event space. And I truly was like, this is climax vibes. It became a Gaspar Noé movie in that moment.
Do, 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 do. She runs up to him and lunges at him, and this is pulled back by more bald men. And then Ramona grabs a plate.
No, that's later also. Like, first, okay, so Karen runs after him, then is caught again.
Uh-huh.
And then Drita's in the stairwell, and she's going, you had me jumped! You had me jumped! And Renee goes,
me?
I would never!
I would never! Me?
And they go shut themselves in Derek Tobacco's van.
And then
they just scream at each other, but it's friendship screaming. It's not like anger screaming.
No, it's just like besties screaming together. And then Renee says, she goes, my son would have died of cancer before I set someone up. I was like, what?
Yeah, she goes, I would rather my son die of cancer. I was like, whoa.
I was like, damn, maybe.
I swear on my son. She goes, punch me in the face if you think I'm lying.
And this is all, you never see him.
They're just in a... Not even like a white van. It's in like a Chevy van.
It's a Chevy van. And she goes,
that Derek Tobacco owns. Derek Tobacco is a true man of mystery.
He's a star.
I've never even seen his face. I could not tell you what Derek Tobacco. You
heard
never
his voice.
Even see.
I heard his voice.
You only hear his voice like once. You really don't ever get a true glimpse of Derek Tobacco.
I'd rather my son die of cancer before I set someone up.
Whoa.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique
3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
And then Ramona, then she takes a plate.
Yeah, then Ramona and Karen both go scrambling in the direction of Derek Tobacco. And Ramona is on PCP. The way that
smoked angel dust.
She has like 400 pounds of just like beefy Italian man on her back,
it's
gripping
no
around her neck, holding her back. And she still manages to grab a plate and presses forward.
Mm-hmm. Renee is then barefoot in the parking lot, power walking, smoking a cig, and you just see her throw the cig out. And she goes back in and she goes, "The party's over. It's over. Everybody has to leave."
She goes, "Everyone, get out.
Everybody,
get out.
Out. Get out." And then Karen's holding a glass of white wine. She goes, "I'm staying."
This is when Karen assumed her hottest form yet was in this moment with her glass of wine. And she's just like disheveled, sexy. She's filled with rage. She's just gone up to like a buffet, being held back and just hurled plates off the buffet.
She goes, "I'm staying.
I'm staying."
And then Renee goes, "You had to pick tonight of all nights.
It shouldn't have happened tonight."
You're better at Renee. And then.
Then all the men start the chatting.
Junior, Mauricio's wayward half-brother goes, Junior goes, "What? What's going on with Derek Tobacco?" And they catch word that Derek Tobacco is a woman beater.
He hit a woman in the face.
Renee. And then she goes, Junior, I'm begging you, Junior. No.
She goes, "When you see a group of guys from my lifestyle in a huddle, they're thinking, who the fuck are we going to get?"
And she's worried that because Junior's on parole and he's like about to get sentenced.
Is there a problem? I want to go home. Junior, I want to go home. I want to go home. And she keeps like telling Junior she wants to go home, running barefoot after him.
Running to his side, keep looking up at him, and he's stomping away. He can't help himself.
I wrote, "Who is Derek Tobacco?" And Renee goes,
"I want to go home. Junior, I want to go home, Junior. I want to go home."
They run out to the parking lot, and Renee she's basically said she's good friends with Derek Tobacco. He's like a nice guy.
Yeah, he would never hurt a woman.
And he's waiting in the van, I guess, with Drita, and to just see how things shake out. I don't even think Derek Tobacco...
No, Drita left home. It's just him.
Okay, but I don't think Derek Tobacco knows that the rumor is that he hit Ramona in the face. I think he's just like in his van in the parking lot, like collecting himself.
He's
trying to like figure out where he's gonna go meet up and have like casual sex later.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Renee literally goes out in the parking lot and she's trying to like send loud signals to Derek Tobacco to get out of there before Junior fucking kills him. And she goes, "Leave! Leave! I'm begging you!
I'm begging you, Derek!
I'm begging you!
And then Junior pops up and Renee basically almost jumps in front of the car to like protect Derek. And Junior takes his fist and punches the passenger window.
AJ is also there.
I know.
I was sad for him in that moment.
Sad for everyone.
I'm like, guys, you're not bringing your best selves to this event.
Renee's like, "I will protect my gay at all costs."
Mm-hmm.
Leave!
I'm begging you!
That's
me to any gay that people start to spread rumors that he's a wife.
That he's a woman. He beats women.
I go, "Derek Tobacco, who wouldn't even hit a man?" I was like, "Oh, he's gay.
He's fucking gay.
He's a huge homo. I'm begging you.
Leave.
I also am like, why don't you just call Derek or text him and tell him to go? It's easier to
Because Renee
likes to have drama in the parking lot.
I think Renee's a little partied up. I think they're all a little whacked up.
Does Derek Tobacco ever come into the mix ever again?
You see him at one point. He breaks bread with two of the women.
Oh, later in the season? Okay, good.
So the next day...
Everyone's feeling pretty bummed out.
There's like really sad, like instrumental prog rock music playing. And Angela, Big Ange, is sitting with her iconic friend. I think her name is Nancy.
Big Ange and Nancy sitting and visiting is literally us podcasting.
It's true. I'm the friend.
You're Ange.
You're
Big Ange and I'm the friend going, I can't believe it.
She goes,
how odd.
She goes, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
It's so sweet. Big Ange, she goes, what are we, animals? And then Ange goes, we never even got to sing happy birthday or eat a piece of the cake. It was terrible.
And I go, sounds awful.
We never. Now, that is, to me, that's how you know Ange is a truly angelic human. That's her takeaway, is how awful that we didn't get to eat a piece to
we
celebrate.
Need to say happy birthday.
We didn't even get to say happy birthday. Only the piece of the cake.
I've never related to two women more. I was like, I'm seeing our lives reflected in
it's
these
true.
Beautiful women.
Just like... just like recapping.
Just podcasting vibes. That just was, telling y'all.
That was us talking about Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I never even got to have a piece of the cake. Derek did not hit Ramona. And Karen and Ramona are meeting. And Ramona's like, yeah. I found out that Derek didn't actually hit me. So it was all a big misunderstanding. Poor sweet Derek. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
She goes, Drita's cheap ass ring nicked my lip. I'm like...
So she punched you.
You're a psycho.
Karen is also like, looks like she looks strung out, but she also looks, she's giddy. And I really believe the only time Karen feels at peace is when she's fighting. I think it's her safest space. Like yeah. she feels like joyful coming off of this.
Her
you know
purpose
what I mean?
Yeah. was to brawl.
She brawls.
Yeah. It's unhealthy. I feel like everyone's cortisol is through the roof after a night like this.
Totally.
And can you imagine? This is like a once a week happening.
Yeah. It's a normal thing on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Renee's making breakfast for AJ, who just looks so sad.
Everyone, I think, is wearing like a poncho of shame at this point. Like everyone knows that they just weren't their best selves.
Junior comes down.
He's back in Renee's life in a huge way, spending the night.
He goes,
she's making breakfast at the kitchen. She is just happy as a clam.
Junior goes, well, I mean, what even happened? I don't even remember. And she says, poor sweet Derek, who had never even heard a man.
Okay.
And then Junior's like, it was pretty wild. You were all going nuts. And then Renee, a brief moment of clarity from Renee. And this, she goes, we're a bunch of very angry women who have been raised in this lifestyle, and it has made us angrier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn.
Yeah. I love her going, just seems like everyone's stressed with their husbands going away and not coming back, and you just don't know, are they going to go to prison? I was like, you could just say directly to your ex-husband that
who's
you're
going
stressed
to jail.
About.
Yeah.
I love her like projecting that like on other people. Yeah. But then she does come to like a real... moment that she should take into therapy with Michael or whatever his name is. Drita has a blood eye.
Carla, who's kind of a flop, goes over to see Drita, and Drita has one single blood eye, a bloody eyed witch. And I just wrote, I'm terrified.
When Drita's just sitting there and one eye is like fully black, I was like, she's crossed over.
She's like the one eyed, she's like a milky eyed crone, except
just blood red.
Blood
almost
milk.
Black is how red it is.
And Carla's like, damn.
Carla goes, you got blood in your eye.
She goes, you get poked in the eye? And Drita goes, I felt like it.
And then I guess they've all figured out that this whole thing was started by people finding out that Karen went to the hospital in Staten Island. She ended up in the ER for some reason. And Drita goes, if you don't want people in Staten Island to know you went to the hospital, don't go to the Staten Island emergency room where all our best friends work. I was like... sage advice.
Great advice. head on, take the ferry if you're in an emergency over to Manhattan.
Go to the next
go to Mount Sinai in yeah. East Village.
Carla goes, what a horrendous party.
Carla goes, I'm glad I didn't go.
No, I'm sure you get less camera time.
Yeah, she's pissed. Karen goes to Little Italy with Ramona and she goes, I used to come down here with my father. It represents Italian here. I was like, yeah.
She's like, we thought we'd take the day and go walk around Little Italy. Little Italy is three streets, maybe two.
But I love it represents Italian.
They're walking there, looking around. She goes, doesn't it feel Italian? And Ramona goes, such a history.
Such a history.
And then Karen goes, it almost makes me feel like I speak Italian, even though I don't. And Karen goes, you don't speak Italian, but you feel like you do yeah. when you're in Little Italy. Again, like a 4 to 5 square yeah. block area in Manhattan.
These women love nothing more than going to like a hokey mob tourist museum.
I was also like, this museum is run by just nerdy white dudes. They're not even like Italian.
But Karen like truly gets so horny knowing
she lives for it.
She lives for being the bull's daughter, and she loves going into a place like this because he'll either be on the wall himself or mm-hmm. she'll be like, ah, he's my godfather. That one over there. Yeah. He used to bring me a birthday gift every year. And it's like, Joe Pickles Donato. It's like, and then Karen's like, oh, he bought me my first bike. Yeah. And they're like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, my father was associated with his lifestyle. Sammy the Bull Gravano. Have you ever heard of him? And they're like, yeah, we've heard of him.
They're like, yes.
And she goes, Ramona over here, her grandfather was part of the lifestyle. Have you ever heard of Lefty Shoes Balzatano?
Lefty Shoes Masanti?
And they're like,
Monsanto.
And they're like, yeah. And so we find out Ramona's grandfather was Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, Al Pacino played him and Donnie Brasco. And Ramona tells a completely fake story
about
how she got to go to the set of Donnie Brasco. And she marched up to Al Pacino's trailer, knocked on the door, and then gave him a talking to about his acting approach while playing her grandfather.
She was like, Al Pacino, I need to talk to you about my grandfather who you're playing. And you need, and I was
she
like,
goes, and I told him, you got to be real. You got to, I was like, you didn't, you yeah. never said this. This moment never happened.
Also, like, arguably one of the greatest actors alive, like, ever to exist. And you're like, I gave Al Pacino some acting advice.
Literally.
Shut
you
up.
You dirty liar.
You're a dirty, dirty little liar.
Karen tells Sammy the Bull's name origin story, which I actually did appreciate.
Mm-hmm. He was crying.
Someone stole his bicycle when he was a little kid. And he was literally tiny, I believe. And he found who stole his bicycle, beat the shit out of him. And then was like crying. And the wise guy walked out of a bar and goes, don't cry, you're like a little bull. And then everyone from then on out called him Sammy the Bull, which I was like, that's really cute.
I love a sensitive
bull child.
Psychopath.
Don't cry, you're like a little bull.
You're like a little bull.
You got some bowls.
Junior and Renee are chatting by a brown creek. Like some runoff water from like a storm.
Yeah, I was like, what is this scenic hike that they're taking? And where, pray tell, in Staten Island is this?
And Renee Junior says something that he's like, well, I love you or something. And then Renee stops and she goes, oh! She goes, oh! And he goes, what's wrong? And she goes, I'm just so happy to hear it.
I'm so happy to hear it. Junior's literally just had a hearing that is going to basically determine if he spends more time in jail. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is the exact cycle that happens every single time that Junior gets like a prison sentence.
He
becomes homeless. He starts living with Renee again, telling her bare minimum, just being like, I love you, on a walk by a brown river.
I have love for you.
I have love for you.
And Renee goes,
I think of you fondly. And then Renee takes that to mean like, we're back together. He wants to work on it. I've loved him my entire. She goes, oh, I love you. I've loved you my entire life. I've been in love with you. And it was only you.
She goes, I was waiting for this for years. She goes, oh, And she starts crying. And he's like, he's kind of like, why? What are you crying about?
So I hear you telling me you want to make it work.
And he's like, yeah, I guess.
He's literally about to go back to jail.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Sure, I'll make it work.
I'll make it
he's
work.
He's a free man for like 2.5 more days.
Oh.
Renee.
Oh, honey. I love her so much.
I wrote, I don't believe him.
I don't believe him, but
you
I believe her.
You should not believe him. She does. Believe her. She loves him.
Oh.
It truly takes so little to get Renee back in a good place. With more, their love.
More to come with Junior. He's
Junior
about to,
Scar.
He's about to fuck Renee's
life,
heart,
to shreds.
And soul up.
Oh, is this that. Right before he starts to cooperate?
No, this is...
He's cooperating.
This is all the... He's like wired right now.
The FBI is like listening to his thing with Renee. And every time she goes, oh, they go, ah.
They
oh
go,
my
oh.
God. Oh, my
but
God.
How sad is that?
Fuck.
He has like a... He has a microphone in his watch.
Wow.
That's why he went back into her life. It's not because he was trying to get his sentence down.
He was using her.
Yeah, to get to her dad.
Oh!
Ooh, that's gotta hurt.
Junior, wherever you are, Junior.
Fuck you,
fuck
Junior.
Fuck you, Junior. But also...
You're not a man.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, just stay away from me.
Stay away from me!
Junior has bigger fish to fry than... To West Coast podcasters being like, you're not a man.
You're not a man.
That might actually light him up, though.
Ooh.
You're a snake, Junior.
You're a snake.
Dirty, rotten rat.
He's a rat.
He's a rat.
He is a rat.
Where is he now? Is he a free man?
Yeah, but he's a rat. To do this to our queen.
You're a dirty
our
rat.
Our first lady.
To come back into your wife's...
Yeah.
That's really
That you've
sucks.
Cheated on and terrorized spiritually for years.
That's also like, fuck you.
And to your son.
To tell this man to do this to his family.
Well, that's the police.
Yeah.
Everyone's a piece of shit.
But what a great sophomore episode.
Yeah, these women are killing it.
These women are already making my life better. I'm so happy to be back in the island.
I love them.
Renee commented on my post the other day. She goes, everyone needs a little midwives in their life.
Midwives, all caps.
And I wrote,
mib-wives.
Yes, icon. So hopefully we can get her on the pod at some point.
I think we'll have to, maybe Renee would like to like call in every once in a while and set the record straight.
But we love, I just want to make it very clear that we both.
This is
a Renee Graziano
fan podcast.
We stan.
We only stand with our queen. She got some sort of like, I love and I honor the fact that despite getting filleted on an operating table, Renee's not letting it slow her down her plastic surgery pursuits. Renee will get back on the operating table. And I think she got like lipo while she was awake and then Instagrammed it or took video of it. And she was fully awake getting like, her ass lifted.
I'm telling you, she's truly the magician's assistant.
She has been sawed in half time after time. She'll never stop.
She'll just be in several little
boxes. And she's
looking
fucking fierce.
She looks amazing.
She always has, though.
We love.
We love her. We stan her.
Renee.
So, Renee. Let us know. You can only...
We love her. Let us know.
You can only be, if you're not Team Renee, then get the fuck out
then
of my life.
Turn this off.
Turn off this podcast.
Never speak to
Never
me
speak
again.
Never speak to us again.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh!
Leave!
Oh.
Leave!
Leave! I'm begging you!
Tickets are still on sale for the Pacific Northwest tour. We're almost sold out.
Low
Guys,
ticket warning.
Low ticket warning.
SF. The tickets are low.
Portland,
you better get it now.
On.
Portland, get
come
your shit
on,
together.
Please.
You guys can start a Chaz, but you can't just get tickets to see Sexy Unique Podcast live? What's
you guys
up with
can start
you?
A what?
Chaz.
What's that?
They're like no rules area that they started.
Oh, the...
It was like an autonomy zone.
Oh, yeah.
Where people just went pretty nuts.
We'll go pod there.
You could get it together for that, but you can't just like organize.
Are we going to have to move our show to the no?
Are we going to have to start a new Chaz and
sure.
perform, headline the Chaz stage
it.
At Chaz?
No police, no jurisdiction.
Yeah, but like bazookas.
Let's do it.
Literally, Portland, I don't know what you're waiting for.
We love you. We just need
we
this
love
you, from
and
you.
We know that you're listening.
So,
I mean, I do all the market research. I know that Portland is a hot market for us.
With enough champagne to fill the Nile.
Is that Death on the Nile? I'm haunted.
Let's talk about the bonus. I want to talk about
state
the bonus.
Of haunt.
I'm in a constant state of Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Taking to
the Nile.
Denial. Death on the Nile is a full blown
House of
Horrors screen extravaganza.
Army Hammer.
I love just being cut out, but yet is a main character of this film.
Well, I love he's on all the billboards around Sunset.
But like kind of in the background where they're hoping.
No. He's right next to Gal on the one on
front and center.
The huge billboard on. Oh, I want to talk about it in the pod or on the bonus. Sorry.
All right, we're going to talk about Death on the Nile on the bonus episode. So please join
Ciao, Bella.
The Set Patreon. Patreon.com/sexunique podcast. You get ad-free episodes, bonus episodes.
Bonus!
There's so much backlogged content. Like, literally, you probably have a year's worth. The content that's premium, unreleased bonus content stretches back to literally 2017.
Damn.
And it's only $6 a month. So if you love this podcast, you're literally missing out on a treasure trove of content.
Get into it.
Patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Guys, we're also, since there was no Housewives of SLC this week,
we're doubling up on Mob Wives.
We're doubling up. So you are listening to this episode today being like, wow, the Lord giveth us an episode early, but
and
just know that there's
again.
Going to be another episode
Thursday.
On Friday.
Friday.
So
I drank a giant.
Gary is fully caffeinated to the high heavens. I'm talking to you on Friday, Thursday.
Join
the Sexy New Podcast.
Do it.
Patreon. Yeah, so let us know.
Ciao.
Bye.